Welcome back to the School of Bliss podcast, where we learn things that schools don't teach us. Oh my gosh, guys. Unang-una, i-introduce ko muna, no? Sinabi ko naman sa isang episode ng podcast na to, nahirap-nahirap akong kausapin yung sarili ko. And dahil hirap-nahirap akong kausapin yung sarili ko, I think it's time for me to commit to a weekly podcast again. And that would only happen if I have someone with me who will co-host this podcast, aka kung may kausap ako. Kasi mas nagtatrive ako pag may kausap ako instead of just talking to myself. Ang number one po na strength ko sa Gallup is communication. So I need someone to talk to. And I'm gonna tap into that strength, diba? So ngayong gabi, pa-i-introduce ko ulit. By the way, guys, it's 11 p.m. so this is gonna be like a midnight shoot. But introduce ko na ulit, no? Kasi grabe yung demand for him to come back to the podcast, no? Let's all welcome Coach Gold.
Hello, hello, hello. Parang ano lang, no? Parang mag-PPBB.
Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. I miss you all.
Wow.
Kating-kating ako magsalita habang nag-i-intro ka kasi na-miss ko yung ganitong conversation natin.
Akala ko, kating-kating ka na mag-I miss you.
I miss you. Nakaka-miss. And yung mga biglaan talaga yung natutuloy.
Totoo. Parang
kanina lang, sobrang busy natin sa kanikanila nating buhay. But right now, we're here recording podcast again.
Yes, alam mo, sobrang happy ako. Actually, kanina na nag-message ka. Gusto ko na naman i-cancel. Pero sabi ko, eto na naman, you know, I can't produce podcast episodes again. And aalis ako, guys. So, eto mga late episodes to lalabas. Pero naisip ko na parang, hindi ko na naman mabibigyan ng value yung followers ko. No? So, and I know a lot of you guys are waiting for the new episodes, kaya ito na, tinuloy na namin. Kahit 11 p.m. kami na start, magsa-start, gagawin namin to para sa inyo.
Yes, para sa inyo.
So kung ano man yung mapag-uusapan natin dito, midnight conversations.
And yung mga topics natin, instant lang.
Oo, diba?
Di naman alam mo talaga mga expert.
Yeah, so sige nga, mag-life update nga tayo. Bakit ba tayo nawala sa scene? No? Ikaw muna, ano bang naganap sa'yo in the past year?
Right now, no, para mas magandang term, I'm a proprietor. What?
Wow, what are you proprieting?
I'm a proprietor of Chami Pansin.
Wow!
Ayan, sana favorite. Nakikita niyo siya sa TikTok. Nag-start ako ng family business. Ang sayang katrabaho ng pamilya ko right now, yun yung pinagkakaabalahan ko. So, yes. Happy pero may mga struggles na I'm excited to share.
Yan. Kaya natin, kaya medyo nawala si Coach Gold kahit sa TikTok kung fina-follow niyo siya. Kasi, ano eh, bakit ka nga ba?
Maraming nangyari.
Ang daming nangyayari, guys. And as you guys know, yun nga, kasama niya yung family niya sa business. So, alam niyo yun, hindi niya pwedeng pakawalan agad yun. At sobrang nakafocus talaga siya dun.
And when you start something, kailangan talaga focus ka.
Yeah.
May mga bagay talaga na kailangan mo munang i-let go, i-compromise, so that you can have focus, attention, energy mo dun sa isang bagay habang hindi pa siya nag-grow.
True.
Diba? Ang tawag dun, birth pain.
Yeah. Oh!
Daming bao na.
So ngayon, one year after, tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung Chami, diba?
Actually, wala pa kaming 1 year.
Wala pa ba?
Wala pa. We started last June 2023.
Oh my gosh.
So pa 1 year pa lang kami this June.
Kaya pero perfect din tong episode natin kasi ito yung pag-uusapan
sobra,
ng mga business.
Sobra, sobra. Ano ba pag-uusapan natin for tonight?
Wait lang, quick updates lang din sa
ay,
akin.
Ay, nga pala. Alam ka naman ako.
Kamustahin mo naman ako.
Kamusta ka naman ni Annie Moya?
So ito na nga, guys. As you know, hindi ako masyado nakapag produce ng episodes lately. Even on YouTube, I've been really inconsistent. Even on TikTok, I've been inconsistent because I started the business also. Wow. So I'm also a proprietor.
What are you proprietoring?
Yes, I'm a proprietor. And then, may business coming ni start ni Alec. That's why it's our baby. And just like what Gold said, no, sobrang focus talaga dapat. And sometimes you just can't let other distractions, you know, in your life when you're starting a business. Kasi you spent money, time, energy to start a business, no? Just to, what, get distracted for something.
Yes.
So parang ako, sobrang na-set aside ko talaga yung content in the past quarter. Kasi, again, yun nga, sobrang finocus namin yung business, which I'm so happy to say naman na very thriving naman siya.
Yes. Na medyo napakaraming nagbe-benefit.
Yes, maraming magbe-benefit and medyo sobrang purposeful lang din yung ginagawa namin.
Ano ba yung business na yun?
Creator Academy. Wow. So we make people famous and wow, they teach content. So gusto mo yun, hindi ako nakakapag-content lately, pero nakakaturo kami ng yes, mag-content sa maraming business owners, entrepreneurs. So yun, that's what's taking so much of our time. But yeah, I'm just so happy to record again and be back and give value to my OG followers, our OG followers. Kaya ituloy na natin to. Dahil na nasa usapang business na tayo.
Sige.
Diba? Pag-usapan natin ngayon, dahil pareho tayo nag-start in yes, our 20s, no? And parang tayo yung hindi talaga into the employee side. Parang sa entrepreneur side talaga. I'm not sure with you. Parang inapansin ko sa'yo.
Yes. Ako, I started working when I was 19 years old. Kasi ano ko, maaga akong graduate. I landed my first job at JP Morgan Chase & Company. It's a national bank, multinational bank. I only lasted for 8 months.
No, yun ang employment.
8 months lang. Kasi feeling ko talaga, I'm up for something. Hindi, parang feeling ko yung kailangan kong gawin sa buhay, it's something to do with talking. Opening my mouth, I don't know, that time, maybe a host, a singer.
A dancer.
Dancer or what. Pero clear lang ako noon. Sabi ko, hindi talaga ako pang corporate job. So, I quit and then I joined sales. And then right now, I started a business.
Ooh, okay. So, kahit pa paano, na-try mo din yung side na yun.
Oo, alam ko how it feels na i-hate mo yung Monday. Kasi start of work na naman.
Pero gusto ko, Golden, sinabi mo na ano, na parang you felt like you're meant for something bigger. Mm-hmm. Nabasa ko nga sa CNN. I was reading the news the other day and according to CNN, may study daw na Gen Z ka, di ba?
Yes.
May study daw that Gen Zs are happier not because of money but because of two things. Number one, if they have their weekends, yes, na time for rest, time for pahinga, time for leisure, ganyan. And number two is if they see the purpose in what they do.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter kung malaki yung kinikita mo or maliit yung kinikita mo, pero if you feel that there's purpose in what you're doing, Gen Zs feel happier in the workspace.
Which may nagme-make sense siya, Coach Yanni, because mahihirapan ka na lang din doon sa gagawin mo. Why not gawin mo na lang yung may sense of purpose ka or fulfillment? Kasi lahat naman ng endeavor or journey na tatahakin natin may hirap. No, pero mas masarap mahirapan nang alam mong may katumbas siya na fulfillment.
Correct. I agree. And in the business.
Yes. Let's go back to business.
Yes, let's go back to business. No? Kasi talagang mahirap naman mag-business.
Sobrang hirap.
Hindi naman natin lolokohin yung mga tao at sasabihin, ako, mag-business kayo. And I think it's so, in social media, na parang, ano siya, sobrang glamorized yung pag-business.
Parang a lot of people right now or mga kabataan right now gusto maging CEO, maging owner of this, founder of this. Kasi yun yung pabata, kasi ng pabata yung mga nagne-negosyo.
Totoo.
Diba? No, hindi naman natin i-discount yung mga successful entrepreneurs at a very young age. That's why I think yung podcast natin for tonight ay both encouragement and discouragement.
Honest lang, kasi yung iba, encourage ka lang, pero hindi sasabihin sa'yo behind the scenes.
Yes.
Pero yung dapat mo talaga maintindihan is, gusto mo ba talaga mag-business?
Yes.
Diba? Naiintindihan mo ba talaga kung ano yung pagbe-business? So, sige. Again, disclaimer, this is not business advice, but this is a practical advice if you want to start a business.
Yes, this can also be a personal advice. Kasi ako,
mas ganun.
Ako paniniwala ko pag nag-start ka ng negosyo, it should be something personal.
Yeah.
Diba? It shouldn't come from other people's vision or other people's goal. It should come from your own goal, your own personal goal. Kasi para pag nahinarap mo yung mga hirap, hindi ka susuko agad-agad.
Yan. Kasi yan, sa sarili mo talaga yon.
Yes, totoo yan.
Parang kay Coach Gold, no? Yung business, family business. Hindi naman namin alam na, well, alam namin masarap magluto si inay. Pero, alam mo yon, ikaw yung nag-envision na pwedeng magkaroon ng sariling restaurant yung si inay.
Yes.
Diba? And that's only you.
Yes.
Who can actually envision that, who can see the purpose and value in what you do and what your business stands for.
Yes.
Right. Sige. May question ako. Ito yung conversation natin around dito.
Go.
Is business for everyone?
Feeling ko hindi. very straightforward answer. Baka mabash
bakit
tayo.
Hindi, bakit hindi para sa lahat yung pagbibusiness?
Kasi hindi lahat may sipag at saka may grit to do it. No, maraming tao na okay na doon sa kanilang corporate job, okay na doon sa current situation nila right now, ayaw na ng hassle, ayaw na ng hirap sa buhay. Because when you start a business, you have to really embrace pain, embrace struggle. So, eh, hindi lahat ng tao gusto ng pain and struggle. Yung iba gusto, hayahay lang yung buhay nila or may sense stable of security and stability, yeah, on a monthly basis, diba? So, yun, parang a lot of people gustong maging mayaman or gustong magnegosyo pero hindi lahat willing to suffer. Ooh. Ikaw, sa tingin mo, is business for everyone?
No.
Why?
Although, I think nasa mindset din siya. Mm. Na parang growing up, ang dami talaga misconceptions about starting a business.
Okay.
And if you grew up in a household that teaches you how to have stability, the importance of stability, the importance of security, mga perks and benefits of being an employee. Diba, lalo na kunwari, government employee ka, a lot of people want that because yung mga benefits, yung after you work and serve in the government, you'll get benefits. Diba? And some people want that.
Yes.
Some people are okay with that. Some people want routine.
Yep.
Diba yung routine? Nag-work sa kanila yung routine na everyday, papasok, may nami-meet na tao, etc. And that's okay. Pero meron ding mga households, like mine, na talagang bata pa lang sinasabi na mag-business ka dapat.
Yes, upbringing.
Dapat makapag-ipon ka na mag-business na.
Mm-mm.
Kasi mas malaki yung kikitain mo sa business. No, but yun, feeling ko ang laking ang laking factor kasi napansin ko dun sa mga friends ko din na hindi nagsistart ng business, sila din yung mga taong hindi nasabihang mag-business.
Yes.
Parang sa kanila din, mas okay din talaga na stable yung income nila. And okay lang din yun. Pero no, I agree with what you said din, na once you start to enter being a businessman, being an entrepreneur, ikaw lang yung taya mo yung sarili mo eh.
Oo.
Pag nag-fail ka, ikaw yan eh.
Mm-mm.
Pagka hindi yan nag-push through, pag hindi yan naging okay, there's no one else to blame but you.
But
and
you.
Not everyone wants that risk.
Yes.
Some people just want, peace of mind. Pero tayong mga risk taker.
Yes.
Not business.
Oo. And hindi naman masamang hindi mag-take ng risk. No?
Yes.
If you wanna settle sa corporate job na meron ka, that's okay. As long as it's providing for your family. I think yung business para siya sa mga taong ambisyosyo. Tsaka ambisosya. Yung mga matataas yung pangarap. And I think kaya yung business din hindi siya for everyone. Parang we are part of an ecosystem. Hindi naman pwedeng lahat negosyante. No? Kailangan may mga empleyado rin talaga. Or may mga tao lang talagang called to do it.
Yeah.
Or forced to do it. Yung iba forced to do it. So
yeah.
Maganda yung sinabi mo, Coach Yanni, na talagang ang laking factor din ng upbringing. So if you grew up in a family na very business-oriented kayo, ang laki ng chance na paglaki mo, negosyante ka rin.
Hindi naman siguro coincidence na yung mga top billionaires in the Philippines,
mm-mm,
are in the same family clan.
Yes.
Kasi bata pa lang, trained na sila to be an entrepreneur, mm-mm, to think like an entrepreneur, to work like an entrepreneur, even to study because they will be businessmen, di ba?
Yes.
So, ganun naman eh, no? And again, this is an encouragement and discouragement because if hindi pa kayo nakapag-start ng kahit anong business, I encourage you to start and to try.
Yes.
Kahit na small business lang, like something that you're passionate about, start it para lang makita mo, is it for you?
Mm-mm.
Kasi ang mahirap lang naman is matapos yung buhay mo na you didn't even try and you had a lot of what ifs.
Yes.
Now when the time comes that let's say you're lacking of something or you're too old to even try or you don't even have like capital anymore, money for capital, 'di ba? Parang hindi mo man masasabi na what if nag-business kaya ako 20 years
yes.
ago? What if nag-business ako 5 years ago when everyone was telling me, everyone around me was willing to support me, etc.
Yes.
'Di ba? So ako, kung hindi nyo pa natatry,
Try
lang.
Oh, wala namang mawawala.
Oh, yun, 'di ba? Wag kahit hindi naman sobrang laking risk agad
yes.
na mag-resign ka agad. Konti-konti.
Or maybe pwedeng
ito kaka-resign lang.
Yung iba kasi parang na-overwhelm pag sinabing, "Oh, start ka na ng business or start and being an entrepreneur, parang for them it's very overwhelming. Maybe you can just tell yourself, what can I offer? What can I give? Or what can I sell?
Yes.
No, start just sharing whatever it is na hindi mo na kailangan pag-effortan. Pwedeng yung paborito mong recipe ng coffee jelly.
No,
start sharing it to other people. No need for you to sell it right away, but just give it away. And then when people are inquiring about it, no, maybe you can start pricing. No, maraming topics actually when it comes to business na pwede pa natin pag-usapan. But it starts by just trying. Beginning is half the battle, ladies and gentlemen.
Correct. Wow. Sabi nga, di ba, kung think ka lang, kung kakaisip mo, wala.
Oh, oh.
Talo.
Yes.
Talo ka dyan kung nag-iisip ka lang kasi other people are already doing your business ideas.
Yes.
Di ba? Take the leap of faith to actually start that business idea. And if it fails, charge to experience.
Yes.
Di ba? Sige, magbigay tayo ng mga tips on how to start a business. Ang ako una.
Ah, go.
Do it. Gawin mo na lang.
Mo.
Gawin mo na lang ang arte. Mm-hmm. Parang ang dami ng pinag-isipan, ang dami ng kinonceptualize, no? Yung isang client ko, minute ko last week. Sabi niya, gusto ko kasi mag-food cart business. Ah, talaga?
Oh,
food cart. O, magkano puhunan? Sabi niya, magpa 500,000 daw. Okay, nice. Go. Mag-start ka na, di ba? Mag-food cart. Sabi ko, meron ka na bang products? Meron.
Ooh,
meron ka na ba?
Na.
May menu na nga daw, nakagawa na sa Canva.
Uh-uh.
No? Na-try mo na ba magbenta kahit isang piraso ng siomay?
Oh, anong sabi?
Siyempre, hindi.
Yun lang.
Diba? Sabi ko, if you want to buy that food truck, then be willing to start selling kahit isang pirasong siomay. Diba? Na parang, it won't happen unless you take action.
Mm-mm.
That business, that idea will never turn into reality unless you finally say, okay, tara na nga, gawin na natin. Just do it. Literally, just do it.
Na kakarelate ako dyan sa friend mo na yan. Kasi when we started... when we started Chami Pansit, parang ang dami ko rin requirements sa buhay. Kailangan may logo, kailangan may branding, kailangan may pricing ka na, kailangan meron ka ng store, etc.
Menu, may muhubo.
Tagal. Akala siguro ng iba, bigla ko lang itong sinimulan. Pero ang tagal ko ng pinag-iisipan, ang tagal din niya sa utak ko, na parang pinark ko lang for so long. Not until I realized na it's about damn time for me to start it. No, just do it. Ang naging concept or principle mantra ko sa buhay, start even before you are ready. No, wag na masyadong maraming requirement sa buhay. Wag na masyadong mag-inarte. Start with what you have.
Yeah.
No, hindi mo kailangan ng...
Uy, grabe yung nag-start kayo sa pwesto. Oh. Sobrang... Liit lang.
Sabi nga nila, pag nag-start ka daw ng negosyo, mas magandang mag-start ka ng maliit, tapos papalaki. Kesa yung mag-start ka ng sobrang laki, sobrang bongga, tapos papaliit.
Correct.
Diba?
Correct.
So start small with whatever you have, kahit sa bahay lang yan, online business man yan, or kahit wala ka pang logo, brandless ka pa lang.
Mm.
Diba? At least meron ka nang nasimulan. Parang ano na yan eh, it's a living case study. Buhay siya na case study kasi... As you go along the way, doon mo madidiscover, okay, dapat pala ganito yung gawin ko sa packaging, ganito pala yung gawin ko sa logo, sa branding, sa design, sa marketing.
I think even the biggest like brands right now, ganun naman talaga sila nag-start. Eh.
Oh, oh.
Yung SM naman, hindi naman yun naging SMDC agad,
yes.
Tapos nagkaroon ng SM Investments, hindi naman eh. Parang nag-start siya sapatos lang.
Yes.
Diba? Isang mall lang. Parang ganun eh. Para eventually, you'll go big. Mas maganda nga yun, no? And so yun nga, balik ako doon sa client ko. Sa client ko. Nagbenta siya. Alam mo, naglabas siya ng lamesa.
Ooh.
Nagluto siya ng siomay. Nagtimpla siya ng toyo, calamansi. And she actually started selling. So sabi niya sa akin, mahirap pala.
Oh, mahirap talaga.
Pero at least, na-start niya. Alam niya yung feeling. Ngayon, ilang days na rin siya nagbibenta. Mm-mm. Sa labas ng bahay. Pumunta na siya ng street. Na parang doon siya nagbenta sa May Street. Yung parang mga, alam mo, mga bikers doon nagpupunta. Yun, nagbenta na siya, nag-start siya, ba? Diba? Pero, sabi niya, at least dito ko malalaman, gusto ko ba talaga to?
Yes.
Kaya ko ba talaga to? Worth it ba talaga to?
Tsaka when you start small, maliit din yung risk.
Correct.
Diba? You don't have to worry na, mapapaano na tuloy ako, masabi ko na yung F word. Parang, pag nag-start...
Pwede dito sa podcast.
Ano ba, pag nag-start ka ng sobrang laki, mapapaisip ko, tangina, parang nag-invest ako ng 10 million, parang di ka na makatulog, baka paano ko mabawi yung 10 million versus mag-start ka with only, let's say, 5,000 pesos.
Totoo.
At least, if you fail, then 5,000 lang lugi mo.
Totoo. Yun.
Makikita mo. Especially sa inyo din when you started Creator Academy.
Oo.
Diba?
Grabe. Yung pusta namin, yung notebooks, yung pagkain, yung chami na handa namin.
Yes.
Taya yun lahat kung mabebenta to, kung may a-attend.
Harap
kung...
kayong sponsor.
Correct. Diba? And yeah, but at least, yun yung start ng risk namin.
Yes.
We wanted to go all out, buy the newest camera, buy the whatever, lahat. Pero sabi namin, we'll get there. Ngayon hanggang ngayon, tingnan mo naman yung setup natin dito. Hindi pa rin naman na todo yung upgrade. Pero kahit pa paano, medyo umokay na, diba? Pero yung risk of starting content, kasi for example, even with content parang a lot of people say, kailangan may phone ako, may ilaw, may background, may mic, lahat yan, binili na, hindi pa rin nakapag-content. Or andyan na, mapipilitan na lang kasi bumili na ng gamit. What if start ka na sa phone na meron ka ngayon?
Yes.
And then, you know, eventually, kahit naman sila Sasa Girl, di ba? Nag-start lang kahit anong phone. Si Miss Everyday. Everyday by Everything.
Everything.
Oh, di ba? Kahit ano naman yung phone na gamit nila, di ba? Parang it's better to just start.
Yes.
Yun lang yung tip ko. Just start. Ikaw.
Just start and then be consistent. Yan. Hindi naman pwedeng simulan mo lang.
Correct.
Kailangan panindigan mo yan.
Yun.
No, ibig sabihin, kagaya nga ng sinabi natin kanina, no, hindi talaga madaling magsimula ng negosyo or mag-sustain ng negosyo. Napakaraming kailangan mong pagdaanan. No? Technical matters, mga permits, etc. Especially if you wanna legalize your business, BIR, you have to take it seriously. HR, marketing, branding, marami talaga. No, pero lahat ng yan, mapaperfect mo kapag naging consistent ka in terms of maybe showing up, no, not giving up on your business. Ako kasi marami akong ganyang point, parang minsan napapaisip ako, oh, gano'n lang kaya ito, Lord. Itingil ko na lang kaya. Honest lang, kasi may mga times, syempre naisip ko, parang mas malaki pa yung kinikita ko nung
sa previous
work ko. Tapos, at least yun, di ba, hindi ko na inaasikaso yung BIR ko, wala akong kailangang... Kala ko kasi when I started the business, I am my own boss. No, hindi pala totoo yun. At the end of the day, under pa rin ako ng gobyerno. No, ibig sabihin, I need to comply with the government requirements. So, wala pa rin. Kumbaga parang, yung pamanigay yung pinaka-ayaw ko, parang gusto ko may sarili akong mundo. But at the end of the day, I cannot live on my own world. In my own world. And maraming beses na sinabi ko sa sarili ko, wag ko na lang kayang ituloy. Pero every time I see people eating our product, sige, kahit may isang kumakain ng chami pansit or tsaka yung family ko, yung kasama ko. I think yun din yung advantage ko when starting a family business.
Yeah.
Parang I cannot give up kasi dala-dala ko yung pamilya ko.
Correct.
I need to be consistent, especially sa lasa, sa service, sa quality ng service, and at the same time, sa pag-show up ko, sa sarili ko rin, kailangan consistent ako sa pag-aalaga ng sarili ko. Kasi ako yung ano eh, ako yung source of energy ng negosyo.
Mm.
So maraming bagay na dapat consistent ka. And kaya hindi siya ganun kadali.
And I think yan din yung sakit ng maraming business owners.
Mm-mm.
That they become inconsistent in the times of trial.
Yes.
Na tipo, for example, hindi peak season ng binibenta mo. For example, Christmas decors yung binibenta mo. Christmas cards. Meron akong teammate na Christmas cards eh. Sabi ko sa kanya, tuloy mo kahit Valentine's card, magbenta ka.
Oo.
Kahit birthday card, magbenta ka. Hindi niya tinutuloy buong year yung same sipag niya, pero except pag Christmas lang. Sayang yung opportunity. Diba? Pero
seasonal.
Kung seasonal bigla yung business niya. Pero I think there's no such thing as a seasonal business eh. It's ano, parang ang lechon, dati seasonal lang yan.
Mm-mm.
Ang mga cake, seasonal lang yan, birthday lang yan. Pero dahil consistently nag-show up ang Goldilocks, ang Red Ribbon, people know that they are available. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
And as a business owner, you need to be consistent. Hindi ka pwedeng sari-sari store na minsan bukas ka, minsan hindi.
Yes.
Diba? May binibilan kami ng ganyang kape, yung business niya. Minsan, pag pupunta kami, huwag na tayo pumunta kasi baka sarado na naman. Alam mo yun, tapos iikot ka na naman. Yung parang sayang yung effort mo. So, kung gagawin mo na lang din, diba? Continuously and ano, continuously be consistent every day, mag-show up ka na, tapos every day improve mo na rin.
Yes.
'Di ba? Every day improve mo na din. Kung kunwari kahapon wala ka pang logo, aba ngayon,
yes,
yun naman yung gawin mo. O wala ka pang menu, bukas yun naman yung gawin mo.
'Di ba? Eh, kayo naman 'di ba, sobrang nag-i-improve lang din pati yung cashbox, lahat 'di ba?
Lahat, tip box, dati wala kaming tip box, wala kaming hindi aesthetic yung mismong environment ng pansita namin. Yung menu namin very limited lang before, pansit lang talaga. Right now meron kaming silog, meron kaming kare-kare.
Sobrang dami ng menu niyo.
'Di ba? And right party. Now maglo-launch na kami ng sisig.
Oy, gusto ko 'yan.
Diba?
So, lumalayo po talaga sa chami kasi medyo yung diet natin affected talaga sa chami menu.
Oo. Kumbaga parang very important na maging consistent ka kahit may benta o wala. O mababa ang benta. No, kasi kung paano ka sa maliit na bagay, ganun ka rin sa malaki. Kumbaga ano mo na yan, rehearsal mo na yan. Ako lagi kong instruction sa restaurant. Restaurant? Diba?
Sa proprietor.
Minsan kasi pag walang tao, pinapatay nila yung ilaw.
Oo.
Parang
sayang.
Kasi parang wala namang kumakain. Patay na lang yung ilaw kasi para tipid sa kuryente. May point naman, 'di ba? May point naman yung mga magulang ko tsaka yung mga kapatid ko. But sabi ko hindi, may tao o wala, buksan lahat ng ilaw, 'di ba? Buksan, kumbaga,
ang McDo naman pag walang tao, hindi naman nagpapatay.
Oo. Dapat kung ano yung experience ng may tao, ganun din. Kasi ang mindset ko, paano tayo magkakatao kung madilim? Diba? Paano kung mag-i-engan yung tao pumasok kung madilim?
Diba? Totoo.
Ganon. Kaya dapat consistent.
Consistency is key. Tip number 3. Ayan na. Ang tip number 3 ko ay find a mentor who will teach you business.
Mm.
Like,
agree.
Ang hirap talagang mag-start ng business nang wala kang someone to ask about your business.
Mm-mm.
If your business is in the food industry, find someone who can help you in the food industry.
Yes.
Diba? Kaya yung client ko na yun, kinonek ko siya kay Dan.
Ooh.
Kasi sakto na doon kami sa Liwanag Cafe.
Shout out.
Dan Liwanag, Liwanag Cafe. Sarap ng pagkain niyo. So, in Cavite pala yun, guys, by the way. So, sakto, doon kami sa Liwanag Cafe. Kinonek ko si, sila doon kay Dan. Tapos sabi ni Dan, basta marunong ka kumain at mahilig ka kumain, pwede ka na mag-food business.
May taste ka.
Diba? Tapos ngayon, sasama na siya sa mga masterminds ng mga restaurant owners sa Cavite. Diba? You need to have that space.
Find your tribe
In the industry that you chose.
Mm-mm.
Kasi mas madali that way than thinking of kasi I think a lot of people don't do this because they think of competition.
Yes.
Diba? Competition na, ay nako, kalaban yan or what. Hindi. Di, connect ka. How do you do it? How do you handle this? Alam mo, yung sa totoo lang ah, yung space and yung circle ng mga mayayaman, iisa lang.
Yes.
Sila-sila lang din yan. Nagtuturuan lang
kaya
din sila.
Kaya sila-sila din yung mayaman.
Kaya sila-sila din yung mayaman kasi yung space nila, lahat mayayaman.
Yes.
And lahat sila negosyante mag-isip.
Mm-mm.
So, if you are starting your own business, mas maganda na ikaw din maghanap ka ng ganun, yung makakasama mo dun sa journey ng paghihirap,
yes.
Dun sa journey of becoming an entrepreneur, dun sa journey of, winning in that season of your life.
Para din di mo ma-feel na nag-iisa ka lang.
Yes.
Para ma-feel mo na parang, hindi lang pala kayo nakaka-experience nito.
Diba?
May mga ibang tao rin na maybe napagdaanan yun, na napagtagumpayanan nila. So, kung kinaya nila, ibig sabihin, kaya ko ring solusyonan.
Diba? Yeah, and kami, honestly, yung business namin, kaya din siya sobrang mabilis din kaming nag-progress. Kahit na I would still consider it a small business, mabilis siyang nag-progress because we connected to people who have content business or creator business or in the creator economy business. No? So, dahil doon, napadali kami, nakapag-release kami ng course, nakapag-start kami ng events and all of those things. And that only happened because we have friends turned mentors. Diba? And parang nag-mastermind. Exchange of ideas lang naman talaga yan. Yun.
Totoo yun. Ako yung next advice na pwede kong mabigay. I think last na to from my end.
Yeah.
Hindi siya technical kasi marami na kayo masi-search niyan sa
YouTube University.
Paano ba mag-progress sa business, etc. Innovation. Marami na. Improve your product.
Tsaka daming templates online na. Oo, kahit HR. Na lahat may template na online, diba?
Oh, and maraming mga nagbibigay ng mga learning session about it na in detail talaga nila binibigay. Pero ako, based on my personal experience, when you start a business, never ever lose yourself. No, wag kang maligaw sa negosyo na sinimulan mo. No, ibig sabihin, ang hirap na nagpo-progress yung negosyo pero ikaw nagde-deplete ka. No, parang ako personally, nung nag-start yung business ko, parang pagising ko pa lang, talagang ano agad, negosyo agad ang nasa utak ko, parang niwala pa akong ligo, nagka-cashier na ako, and then laging kulang sa tulog, and at the same time, parang yung buhay ko na talaga yung negosyo. And hindi siya naging ganun ka beneficial for me. Kasi parang, kailangan pala, even though meron akong negosyo at marami akong responsibilidad, kailangan pagising ko, sarili ko pa rin yung kauna-unahan kong ina-entertain or alagaan. Mm. Kaya nag-adjust ako ng gising. Dati, gigising ako late na mga 9 a.m. Then I challenge myself, pwede naman akong gumising earlier para I can still handle the business. But I can handle myself first. My own personal need.
I like that.
No, so I started working out again, I started meditating again, I started listening to podcasts again, learning sessions to improve my personal self, no, yung sarili ko talaga. Para when I go out and talk to other people or maybe mingle with our customers, yung energy ko magaan.
Yeah.
Hindi yung buringot akong haharap sa customer.
Correct.
Kasi alam ko na parang nagiging alila na nila ako. Parang sila yung una kong pinagsisilbihan, pero yung sarili ko, kawawa naman, hindi ko man lang maasikaso yung sarili
True.
Ko. So, whether you fail or not, alam mo at the end of the day, okay, nag-fail ako sa business or nag-succeed ako sa business, pero at the same time, nag-succeed ako sa sarili kong buhay. Yeah. Personal life.
I like that, taking care of yourself
yes.
first, diba? Before your business.
Pero journey siya ha, hindi siya parang sabi mo lang na take care of yourself.
Totoo.
Until right now, I'm still battling about putting myself first.
Oh my gosh, that's the hardest, I think, battle I'm facing as yeah. well. Kasi pag minahal mo yung negosyo mo, ano ka eh?
Oo.
Super, sabi nga ni Alec, grabe, masipag ka pala.
Oo, diba?
Kasi hindi naman talaga ako nagtatrabaho. Ngayon nagtatrabaho talaga ako, guys. So, because may taya na eh.
Mm-mm.
Diba? And, yun, taking care of yourself, that's a really good one. I think a lot of business owners forget that.
Mm-mm.
That's why they get depressed.
Yes.
That's why they get lost in the business. They're so competitive.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Kasi yung sa sarili nila, hindi nila ma-handle.
Kasi yung sense of identity, naka-anchor na sa negosyo.
Correct.
No, kung failure yung negosyo, failure ka rin.
Oy, totoo.
Kung successful negosyo, dun ka lang feeling mo successful ka. So, very alarming. That's why, hopefully, kung nakikinig ka right now, wag mo nang puntahan yung direction na yan. Unahin mo yung sarili mo.
Unahin yung sarili bago yung business.
Yes.
Ano pa tip ko? Ang tip ko is to, it's okay to fail in your 20s.
Of course.
As in, ito yung best time to try something Uh-oh. New. Ito yung best time to try that business that you've always wanted. Kasi if you do that, may time ka, for me, I started a lot of businesses in the
past. Oo, nakatandaan ko before, nagtitinda ka ng mga
eco products.
Oo, diba?
Meron akong cupcake,
yes.
meron akong sticker. Parang ang dami ko na natry. Pero thankfully, I started early. So
Oo.
I knew what I wanted and I knew what I didn't want early.
Yes.
And I knew how to handle a business early. Diba? So kung in your 20s, it's your first time to do business, okay lang yan. And if you fail, okay lang yan. Diba? It's not a failure. It's just a stepping stone for you to get to that real business idea that
yes.
you might have. Diba? Or that you want. Even with my friend, si Cleo Loque of Hiraya, Pilipinas, she started with bags.
Yes.
Hanggang nag-iba yung direction niya. Ngayon, nasa mga ano siya, nipple pasties. Diba? Parang sobrang nag-iba. But that only happened because she started at what, 14, 15?
Yes.
Doing the bags. And then eventually, na-realize siya, okay, hindi pala bags yung end goal ng business ko.
Mm-mm.
It's meant for something bigger. Some people started a business na sobrang nagpipivot to something so different.
Yes.
And that only happens because, again, nag-start sila ng maaga. So I think if you're really thinking of starting a business, simulan mo na lang.
Yes. Be ready lang to maybe redirect.
Mm.
No, kaya right now what I'm excited sa sarili kong negosyo. Maybe hindi pa ito 'yon.
Yeah.
'Di ba? Maybe this is just
maybe drive-through ang
oo, diba?
Ano mo.
Mamaya pala kare-kare yung main maging main product namin or something.
Be new. Open.
'Di ba? Parang right now it's pansit, but I'm very open to possibilities.
I think Samgyup.
May bias.
I think Samgyup Silog ang diba? Main business mo daw.
Kasi 'di ba parang kung close ka na parang when you start a business, kailangan ito na yon, di ba? Learn how to pivot as well.
Correct.
Diba? Kasi yung business itself naman will give you hints, no? Kapag bumababa yung sales mo or kung ilang taon mo na yung ginagawa tapos it's not working pa rin, maybe it's time for you to redirect, to pivot, or to change direction.
And it will only happen if you start.
Yes.
And if you parang begin to understand your business.
Yes.
Mahirap mag-pivot ng walang business.
Oo, hindi naman pwedeng sinimula mo tapos pivot ka kagad, di ba? You have to really start with something.
Diba? Eh, kayo ba, guys? Meron ba kayong mga businesses?
Oo. Ihabol ko lang, parang pag-jowa lang yan, di ba? Yung iba naglalad, first jowa, yun agad yung...
Sana all.
Di ba? Yun agad yung papakasalan nila. Pero yung iba, bago ka makarating dun sa one true love mo talaga na makakasama mo for the rest of your life, mapupunta ka muna sa mga toxic.
Mapupunta ka muna sa mga mali. Mga diba? Mag-fail na relationships. Oo. But just like in relationships, yung mga past relationships or yung mga hindi nag-work na relationship, stepping stone lang sila us to know what we really want.
And naging lesson yun kung bakit ka magaling na jowa or asawa ngayon.
Coming from a single standpoint.
Take it from me.
Oh well, guys. Na-enjoy ko tong first episode.
Oo, grabe na nag-enjoy tayo. Umabot tayo ng ilang minuto.
Yeah, 'di ba? Sana na-enjoy nyo rin 'to. And if you have a business, ask us, not business related. I think kasi ito hindi to dinidiscuss sa school eh.
Oh, oh.
Sa school ituturo lang sa iyo, sige mag-start ka ng business, this is how you do it.
Technical lang yung tuturo sa iyo.
Oh, pero sa totoo, tama ba talagang gawin 'yan? Diba? Yes. So, kayo if meron din kayo mga business tips, comment niyo din diyan whether you're listening on Spotify,
yes,
on TikTok or on
YouTube,
YouTube 'di ba? Comment niyo diyan para makatulong din kayo sa other aspiring entrepreneurs na listeners natin.
Yes.
Okay. See you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.